1st of August, we are exploding onto the scene here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Follow us at DougSteffen.com. Jennifer Horn and I are here to overview the top topics. And speaking of exploding, an item has really exploded in the past 24 hours on the scene. How many people have heard the discussion, participated in the discussion, been thinking about the discussion involving pay for students to go to school? This incarnation of it has started, Jennifer, in Washington, where summer school students, some, I think there are 90 or not sure what the number is, but they're being paid $5.25 an hour to go to school, to stay in summer school. And this brings up all kinds.
And why are we doing this?
Well, because they're at-risk students, and they need to, in some way, shape, or form, perform better. And, of course, paying people always ensures that they're going to perform better. Right?
Sure.
Yeah, right. So imagine any number of things, including what your school experience was like, and whether or not you'd have done better if you had been paid. What happened to parents instilling in their students and their children the idea of doing well for the idea of doing well? Everybody, scratch everybody, too many people are entitled, feel like they're entitled. This is just one more way to become a dependent. You are completely dependent on you, the person who takes this money, and others who take what is basically welfare, a handout. This is your reward. Reward for what? Your reward is getting a good grade. Your reward is being able to go on and make something of your life because you learned something while you're in school. Am I on target or not?
That's the way I thought it was supposed to be.
Your mother's a teacher. How would she react? As a former teacher, I find this abhorrent.
Yeah, because it kind of is like when my grandmother would give me money for good grades, she used to get very upset with me.
Well, how is this different?
It's not. You're just supposed to get good grades.
So this has been going on for a long time. I remember students getting paid for good grades when I was in school, when I was teaching school. That happened. But is that different than the taxpayer paying for someone to go to school?
A lot different.
And they're just being paid to show up, not to do well in school. That's not what this is about. Who thinks this is crazy? 800-510-8255. I can see the Twitter and Facebook account going bananas with this one. Let's post that and see what people are thinking. 800-510-8255. Are you a teacher? What do you think of this? Getting paid? Does that make the grades better? Is this throwing money at a problem needs to be fixed? And so motivating students to do well doesn't come from money. I'll bet there are, though, people out there who think this is a good idea. Students, especially younger people, probably think this is a great idea, Jennifer.
Well, yeah, because they're getting money for it.
Yeah.
Of course they think it's great.
Of at-risk students, 800-510-8255. The Twitter is at Good Day Show and Facebook.com at Good Day Show. Good Day Show. It just paying students to just show up in school. Go over with us, will you, the success or lack thereof in Los Angeles County where you live. We all heard the stories last year, I think it was, wasn't it? About this time, beginning of, about a month away from school getting started.
Actually,
again.
Actually, the LA Unified goes back in next week.
Next week?
Yeah, in 2 weeks. Well, I think it's actually next Monday, so a week from Monday.
Okay. So under the circumstances, kids decide, we had, what, a $900 million school or something built in Los Angeles?
Mm-hmm.
And the dropout rate there is 60% or something?
Oh, yeah.
So is it worth the investment to keep them in school and pay them to show up? What a joke! I'm answering my own question, but I meant
you are. I know.
It's really, man, I just saw this, I thought to myself, we have gone over the cliff. Gonzo. All right, anyway, I asked you a question, and I answered it, but you can answer it.
Well, okay, so your question is?
Well, the Los Angeles system, for example, the big schools that were built, the hundreds of millions of dollars, dropout rate is so bad. What is this just somebody's idea? Well, we got to do something. This is summer school in Washington, D.C., but I know there have been circumstances where the suggestion was made in Los Angeles and other big city school systems to pay students to show up.
The problem in L.A., I think, is that there is a culture within Los Angeles, especially, that has their kids leaving school. The families have their kids leaving school to work in the family business, to start earning money. And so maybe this combats that for those kids that are trying to, that want to stay in school, but that their families won't let them because they can't afford it. So maybe that's what the whole idea is behind the money behind it. I know my mom has had several kids who've left because the family has pressured them to go work in the family gardening business or whatever their family business is.
Yeah. Is there an ethnicity to that?
Yeah, definitely. Spanish speakers.
Yeah. 800-510-8255. Those systems that are strapped keep students in, you're going to pay them? I don't think that's a particularly good idea. Let's see here.
And would the family accept this money as opposed to having the kids leave school to work? That would be another interesting question. Because a lot of times it's not, you know, it's an issue of pride. I don't know if they would necessarily want to accept this money. I think they just want their kids to earn a living.
800-510-8255. Email to Doug at DougStephan.com. Or Jennifer at DougStephan.com. This is not something we'll spend the whole hour on because there are other things that are going on, but I do think this is worth some time because it is, it's just so foreign to where we are. It's 13 past the hour, the Good Day program, Jennifer Horn, Doug Stephan. According to the Census Bureau, 10,000 baby boomers a day are turning 65. What does this mean, Jennifer? It means an exploding opportunity for you to start your own home based business, distributing doctor-tested, doctor-recommended longevity anti-aging products. How much money can you make? Imagine if everybody you knew with high blood pressure found your products outperformed their prescriptions. Now, to that, add the people that you know who have joint pain. And again, your products outperform the prescriptions. Imagine just by helping your family and your friends with two things, the blood pressure issues and joint pain, you've started a satisfying home-based business. You earn a healthy income, and your friends, who will be happy that you've helped them, will share the good news with their friends. And in no time at all, you got a booming longevity home business and making some pretty good coin. Exactly what listeners who are participating in this are finding out right now. So if you'd like to get on to the team, go to DougStephanTeam.com. You can go to that by getting to DougStephan.com. You'll see the logo on the right-hand side of the homepage, DougStephanTeam.com, or call 855-309-TEAM if this sounds good to you. Join the fastest-growing work-from-home business in America. 855-309-TEAM. Again, 855-309-8326.
Jimmy Bones. Today's Gold Bond Rescue Mission, working down a sweat. I'm on a construction site with Jack.
Hey, how you doing?
It's another hot day, and as always, he's in work boots.
After sweating in these for 12 hours, man, my feet itch.
That's why I'm giving Jack Gold Bond Foot Powder. The Max Strength Cooling Menthol controls odor, absorbs moisture, and relieves itching.
Wow, that's some serious cooling.
And how about those dogs? Drying comfortable?
Extremely. Thanks, Jimmy.
Thank Gold Bond.
This stuff works.
Tummy troubles? Digestive Advantage can help. It supports your digestive health now and later. Here's how it works. First, a drug-free ingredient immediately begins to target your specific digestive needs. Then, with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Choose the Digestive Advantage dual-action formula that targets your digestive needs. Gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff. We're discussing the issues of the day, and it just happened that this thing was hot on my mind. The top topics of the day, the issue is whether students ought to be paid to go to school, summer school in Washington. Some are being paid. Let's see here. Cliff writes, in order to make government schools more accountable to parents, maybe the time has come for parents to pony up half the cost of education. Parents will become more concerned about what goes on in school if they find out what's really going on. Through property taxes, which is the way most schools are funded, aren't they paying up? For example, I'm paying The cost, I think, in Framingham to educate a kid is about $8,400 or something. Maybe it's a little more than that. How much is it in L.A.? Do you know what it is
per
capita?
Property tax? Oh,
no.
God.
No. What's the cost of educating the average student annually?
Oh, I don't know,
in Los Angeles? All right. That would be a good number to know.
I can look it up, yeah.
If you know what it is in your district, how much of that is paid for by your taxes? I'm just thinking of the taxes I pay here in Framingham for the land that I have. I don't have any benefit at all. There's nothing that I get other than the roads plowed in the wintertime and the garbage picked up. That's it. Police protection, I suppose. Fire protection, don't need it mostly. But you know, when it comes down to, if it's, let's say it's $10,000 even, I pay for three kids to go to school. All right? Is that something that's worthwhile? Are we getting our money's worth? Do you think you're getting your money's worth out of the system? And if you're not, is this a way for you, through taxpayer contribution, because that's what it is, the taxpayer's paying for these children to go to school. James, let's see here, says, it stands no chance with the corrupt teachers' unions. It protects bad teachers who are bad at their job more than it promotes rewarding the good students and the good teachers. That's an interesting
the number I'm finding for L.A., by the way, is $30,000 a student.
Whoa! A year?
That's what I see, yes.
Woo! How in the world? Maybe I'm just going by old numbers that I remember from when I was teaching school or when I got into when I was a taxpayer, remembering that. Here's somebody who says, hell no. You want to pay students to attend summer school? Fund it with deductions from teachers and administrators' pay for not doing their job. Add an entry to the employee tax deduction and their paycheck and call it failed in my responsibility. That's pretty interesting. Throw the bums out, Adam says. Let them dig ditches for a living. Then maybe school won't be seem that bad to them. I remember hearing that. Let's see. Carson says, okay to fail children. Everybody today seems to get, well, everybody today is into the self-esteem stuff, right? It's all about
anybody's feelings.
I'm the proud parent of a Mafufsky Middle School
honor student.
Yeah, yeah. Dave, you say what about this?
Yes. Why are they in summer school? I mean, if they're going to slack during school year, they'd probably slack during summer school too and just get paid.
Well, they're in summer school because they haven't accomplished. Yeah. Your suspicions are correct.
I just think it's a way for somebody to spend more of the taxpayers' money.
Yeah. Well, that is a way to spend more of your money. There's no question about that. Whether it's a value or not remains to be seen. I'm betting that people are going to say no. Our poll today at DougStephan.com, as Washington pays, quote-unquote, at-risk students to go to summer school, your reaction, please. A, it's a good incentive, could change their lives. B, interesting idea, but I doubt it'll do any good. C, throwing money at it doesn't solve the problem. D, it's a terrible idea, giving children the wrong reason for going to school. How would you weigh in on that? Maybe what we do at Facebook and Twitter sort of echoes that, Jennifer, you think?
Yeah, we've got the question up now.
People already onto it?
Not yet. We're getting responses.
Here's Jeff, who says to Doug at DougStephan.com, I thought summer school was a form of punishment.
That's what I thought.
I went to summer school my freshman year because I was doing terribly in math. And I remember what...
And it was a punishment, right?
Torture.
Because you weren't doing well.
Well, it was a way to get my grades up. So if you're doing a good job in school, do you get paid more? All right, a lot of food for thought here. 21 after on Good Day.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Mary Madeline's book is Letters to My Daughters. Having carried these children in your womb for 9 months, is there a definitive time, and did you write to them about how you felt before they actually came down through the birth canal and breathed that first breath?
You know, you bring up a good point. The feeling is universal. It's a miracle. It's just a miracle. It's indescribable. It's irreplaceable. You know, it's why we exist.
You all watching the Olympics?
Yeah.
No, they're getting mixed reviews.
Yeah.
People are angry at NBC for showing a promo that revealed the winner of a swimming event, even though the race hadn't aired yet.
Huh. Yeah.
Yeah, this afternoon NBC apologized, saying, we're just not used to people watching our network. So this is what it's like.
Is Conan taking a little shot at his former employer, NBC,
happily,
and probably happy to do that, yeah. So this is pretty foolish. The Olympics, who's running the store here? This is a big billion-dollar business for them. So you got to wonder. You keep saying, Jennifer, because you're our TV person, that the ratings are quite good. So I guess what
the
we'll
do... The ratings
do,
over the weekend were really good, but everybody is very upset about that, because everybody knew who won, and they don't like the coverage. They don't like Ryan Seacrest. They're very critical of the talent.
Yeah. More controversy at the Olympics. Several badminton teams were found deliberately trying to throw their matches in hopes of drawing an easy draw in the next round.
Oh, jeez.
That coverage.
Got to watch out for badminton players.
So the story also from the world of sports. Last week, an 11-year-old girl sang the national anthem at a Major League Soccer game. And the video became viral, hundreds of thousands of people saying it was the worst national anthem ever. Listen to this.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light.
Plug. 11-year-old girl.
For the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming. And
find out between now and when we come back in a few minutes, Jennifer, is why this 11-year-old girl was asked to sing Who Is She? And then there is certainly this comment about it, but she tries again. She tries to redeem herself by taking another crack at it. We'll have the audio of that.
pretty bad.
Pretty bad, yeah. All right, so let's see if we can find whether we'll decide whether or not it's better the second time around when we get to it in a few moments. 28 past the hour here on Good Day.
I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. Have you heard the story about the woman who was charged $250 for the Neiman Marcus chocolate chip cookie recipe? Well, that one's a myth, and the recipe is actually available online. But guess what? Travel providers are also getting in on the act as well. If you've ever been on a cruise ship, you know half the experience is about the food. Now the website cruiserecipes.net has a collection of free recipes developed by cruise chefs from all over the world. Now, we're not talking about dry chicken and pasta salad. This site features regional recipes served on high-end barges and riverboats, as well as the larger cruise lines. And don't worry, all the recipes have been adapted to family-sized portions. Although in-flight meals are practically an oxymoron here in the U.S., many Asian airlines are actually known for their food service. To prove it, Singapore Airlines has actually put together a cookbook of 50 gourmet recipes served in flight. But now you can also make them on the ground. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the Travel Detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.
Some nights I can't get to sleep. Some nights I can't stay asleep. With Unisom, I can do both.
Unisom sleep tabs are clinically proven to help you fall asleep 33% faster and keep you asleep longer, so you get a more restful night's sleep. Made with an ingredient not found in other leading sleep aids, Unisom sleep tabs are safe and non-habit forming. Just one pill takes the uncertainty out of bedtime, giving you the sleep you need.
So I wake up ready to go.
Unisom sleep tabs. Fall asleep faster. Sleep longer.
It was the first classless restaurant in London where bankers, plumbers, and rockers could get authentic southern-accented American food. The biggest stars competed to get their guitars on the walls, which became the world's most mind-blowing memorabilia collection. But did you know it still has authentic, southern-accented American food? Fresh, made from scratch, legendary burgers to smoked pulled pork sandwiches. Hard Rock Cafe. Have you been lately?
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The reputation of the Good Day program is actually, I'm happy to say, pretty good. With people who listen with regularity, they find our take on things refreshing. And normally during this hour, we try to buzz through a number of the top topics of the day. Paying students who are described as at risk to go to summer school, something that we have spent some time on. There's a poll about that at DougStephan.com. And Jennifer's following your comments on Facebook and Twitter in that area. And now we have this. Well, go ahead.
Oh, did you want to know what else is going on at
Facebook? Yes, I do.
Okay. All right, so you can chime in on the pay for grades thing, facebook.com/goodday show. Then yesterday we were talking about Mayor Bloomberg's comments about encouraging breastfeeding amongst residents of New York City. Tracy Bridges Cotts wrote to us and said, Doug, it's 4:30 in the morning here in Kenai, Alaska, but I had to get out of bed to comment on something. First off, it's nice that the mayor wants babies breastfed, but it's not his business. More important than that, you stated, that 1 in 80 babies are born with autism. You were wrong, in my opinion. There is no way to prove that they are born that way, but there is evidence showing that the amount of mercury in the vaccines they are given within the first 24 hours of life, the amount unsafe for even a 270-pound man, is what's causing autism. Mm-hmm. This isn't including the mercury in Rogam shots that a lot of women get during pregnancy for their blood type, or the mercury in flu vaccines they might take during pregnancy because the government tells them it's safe and a good idea. Food for thought, she says.
I think she's right. I made a mistake. I said born with, and develop is the word. Should have been develop. And she just outlined the correct causes, so I stand corrected. Thank you for that. Here's Maggie Simony, who listens to WMEL. She says, I'm a talk show junkie. Had my first child
There's
in
treatment for that, you know.
Stanford Hospital in San Francisco. Chose not to nurse, not a big deal. Sharing my double room with a very young first-time mom, could barely speak English. Each evening, half a dozen relatives would show up, and there'd be obvious arguments in Italian. She'd end up crying. They'd leave. Finally, I asked her, what are they saying to make you cry every time they come in? And she said, they want me to nurse my baby. And I said, no, I'm in America now. I don't have to nurse my baby. The girl was like a freedom fighter, upholding what she saw was her new American right not to nurse her baby. Jennifer, back then the decision did have elements of women's choice. just as contraception and abortion later on. Mm-hmm. People also chose not to nurse because they were in the income. It was an income source. I had to get back to work.
Right.
My husband was going to college under the GI Bill. I got a month off to have my baby, and so formula worked well. I was aware later of several mothers.
When that's all you get?
Yeah. Yeah, right, exactly. I was aware of several mothers later came to know who had all kinds of crying going on because they relied on nurses. I'm sorry, they relied on nursing their babies. Inevitably, back then, it was family putting the pressure to nurse. It later came to be doctors. In my case, nobody was pressuring me, and I didn't regret my choice not to nurse. My experience tells me that many nursing moms sneak in a few supplementary formula meals and don't tell their doctor. So stats doctors give out on how well it works for me, highly suspect. The mayor has the DNA of a control freak. All right, so Maggie, thank you for that. Comments on a discussion that was something emotive, and that's what great conversation is about. 800-510-8255. We're also talking about the Olympics. The video of the day, which we presented a few minutes ago, the audio from this Major League Soccer game, this girl butchered the national anthem. Could it be the worst rendition ever performed? Did you hear it a few minutes ago? There are so many different renditions of the national anthem, and let's face it, this thing gets sung in different places every day. Some are good and some are not so good. But this, as we go back to Roseanne Barr, for example, for the Padres game back about, 20 years or so ago? And yeah.
It might be better than Roseanne's version. I'm going to give her that much.
Carl Lewis's rendition before a game in 1993.
For the we watch.
All right.
We're so gallantly streaming. And the rockets.
Oh. Maybe not. Oh. Started out all right.
Okay. I think we got the point there. And then there was Steven Tyler, who last January tried to give
his voice, I think.
Well, it was his style.
Blown out. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. So there's that. And then there's this young woman, 11-year-old woman, whose name is Harper Guzins, G-U-Z-I-N-S. Gruzin, is that it, Michael? Is it G-U or G-R-U?
G-R-U.
G-R-U, okay. Anyway, so she sang it, and it was a pretty large crowd, 11-year-old girl. I'm still not sure why she was invited to sing it. I just know that it was really bad. And so the poor kid is trying to save face. So she redoes it. I don't know, Michael, you got the audio for this. It's the audio that's at the video of the day at DougSteffen.com. How does the audio sound? Let's listen to a little. She's a cute kid, by the way.
Can you see by the dawn's early
sounds better.
What so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming. And the rockets, red glare, the bombs bursting.
See, what's going to happen with this young lady? She's going to go to school, and she's going to get
teased. She's going to get paid.
Oh, yeah, get paid.
Then she's going to get teased.
Yeah.
I think she actually is not, I mean, you know, this is a really hard song to sing.
Yeah.
I would like to hear, I mean, most people can't sing it in a way that we would think is attractive.
Yeah, well, I just think there's, everybody's a damn critic. Everybody is on, criticism is on steroids in our country. And it just gets to be a bit much. She's young, gave it a good try. I'm reading one of the comments here by Jan. At least she was not screeching like Steven Tyler did, who was disgustingly horrible. Here's Johnny who says, come on, guys. She's 11. Lighten up.
I know. Come on.
Yeah.
That's what I think.
Matt says, the poor kid is nervous. Imagine if it was your child or you when you were 11. How good were you at doing this sort of thing?
Right. It's a hard song to sing.
It is. And it's just... All right. So the ladies on The View reacted to this, and you may find this agreeing with your reaction one way or another. Here's a clip from The View. Or maybe not.
Starting now.
Starting soon.
Starting now.
Starting maybe after
a
commercial.
Starting in a few minutes.
Any multivitamin can say it's complete. But when you dig deeper, are you getting more than the bare basics? Does it have everything essential? With quality ingredients? Clinically studied? Do the homework and you'll find the choice comes down to just one. Centrum. The multivitamin that goes beyond the basics of other brands. With nutrients essential for optimal health. So you're at your best. Centrum. Always your most complete.
So, Rich McFadden is in the studio. That's a little too inside.
He is?
Now, that would have been a typical... Mike is usually jolly on the spot, but he was dealing with some other problem. And so, anyway...
He's chatting on the phone.
Johnny, him too.
I'm never jolly.
All right, so let's let's go to the discussion of the youngster singing the national anthem and not doing a good job. The ladies on The View... take a sort of a hard look at this.
But there is an 11-year-old, and her name is, what
Harper
is her
Grissom.
Name?
Harper
Grissom. Harper Grissom.
Yeah.
And she was asked to sing in Texas. She took the microphone and she sang the national anthem before a Major League Soccer match in Texas. And her performance went viral for the wrong reasons.
Here we go again.
Take a listen.
Oh, say does that star-spangled banner?
Right, she sang that wrong. I didn't catch that before. She did banner-er.
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 Safely say that the terrorists have won.
Oh, no.
She says it was the wind and the blowhorns, and this is the thing. If this child can really sing, then this is life. Because this, if her album goes platinum, if she gets an album, this is something she's going to be showing on every talk show.
This is not even about her album or her going forward. I think, look, our national anthem's hard to sing, right? Number one.
Yeah.
But I also think that we shouldn't be paralyzed. And number one, we shouldn't be critiquing any child singing the national anthem. We should be singing that as a nation. We shouldn't be afraid to sing it. We should sing it back. Like, sing it as well as you can, but
Just sing it.
Everyone
like
should be singing with her. It's more disappointing to me that in that audience of the game, no one's singing with her. Why don't we sing our national anthem? You go anywhere else, they sing the national anthem. Sing it.
I'm with
sing it, Elizabeth.
Elizabeth on that one. 800-510-8255. All right, so we spent enough time. I think it's been cooked about as much as it needs to be cooked.
We can't listen to it one more time. I might have to scream.
Yeah. Enough.
I still think she's okay.
Yeah. At least she didn't remember what Roseanne did at the end of her singing, which she...
Didn't she spit and grab her hoo-hoo?
Yes, she did. Yeah. You think she was pushed by her parents? Is this another JonBenet Ramsey kind of thing? I wonder what the motivation is. Okay, now, there are three or four things that people have just not talked about. This is the school thing is one of them. This national anthem is another thing. But for some reason or another, we find ourselves really, really interested in a story from India about half of the population of the country being without any electricity. So we'll talk about that if you haven't heard that story in just a moment here on Good Day.
200 years ago, the British cleric Charles Colton wrote the line, "Imitation is the sincerest form of flattery." Most people follow the trends, but dynamic thinkers prepare for the trends, especially in today's investment world. For decades, Swiss America has explained the big trends of the new century. Higher oil, gas, and gold prices, and a weaker dollar, soft economy, deficits. And they've been right on the money. It's no wonder many gold firms copy Swiss America. But Craig Smith, who founded Swiss America, says he's not mad about being copied. He's flattered. He's thankful word is getting out that gold protects wealth. Do what I did. Call Swiss America. Find out what's coming next before it's too late. Get their 2012 Rare Opportunity DVD and newest CD. Call now, 800-289-2646, 800-BUY-COIN. Forget imitations. Get the original. Call Swiss America, the gold standard, at 800-289-2646, 800-BUY-COIN.
Tummy troubles? Digestive Advantage can help. It supports your digestive health now and later. Here's how it works. First, a drug-free ingredient immediately begins to target your specific digestive needs. Then, with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Choose the Digestive Advantage dual-action formula that targets your digestive needs. Gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff.
Men, would you like to safely and easily lose belly fat without strict diets or rigorous exercise? Clinical studies show that men who boost their testosterone experience amazing results in reduced belly fat. That's right, testosterone melts belly fat. You've probably heard about some of the benefits of boosting testosterone, such as stronger sex drive and sexual performance, more energy, and even lower cholesterol. But chances are you haven't heard that increasing testosterone causes fat loss. Would you like to boost your testosterone and easily lose belly fat? Then try Andro 400. Listen to what Calvin from Las Vegas said.
I've been taking Andro 400 for about 3 months, and I feel amazing. Drop 35 pounds, no aches or pains, and I have a new zest for life.
So men, go to andro400.com today and find out how you can naturally boost your testosterone and lose belly fat easily and inexpensively. That's andro400.com, andro400.com.
Strawman is for the hour. Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Jennifer Horn and I are going into the gossip mode right now. Drew Peterson. Remember him?
I do.
Ex-police officer.
Wife killer, allegedly.
Used of killing his third wife. Also suspected the disappearance of his fourth wife. He was accused or first thought of, he may have been involved back in 2007. He is now on trial. Hmm. It's only, this is swift justice, right? The swift arm of the law?
Absolutely.
All right. And right away, the opening statement from his lawyer, mistrial! Anyway, the judge said no. All right, let's see some of the other names in the news today. Taylor Swift in there. What's going on with her?
Yeah, she's dating a new... Well, it's so funny. I feel like we are just... We have a front row seat to Taylor Swift's dating life because she's always in the press with whoever she's dating at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
It was Arnold Schwarzenegger's son a few weeks ago, but now the rumor mill is cranking out that she is dating a Kennedy.
Really? Wow.
So
in
maybe
a sense,
she
Arnold Schwarzenegger's
met them.
Son
right. Maybe she met him through the Schwarzeneggers. This is 18-year-old Connor Kennedy. He's the son of Robert F. Kennedy Jr. and Mary
Richardson
Kennedy.
He's 18. She's 22. What is
yeah,
this?
Yeah, that's kind of gross. But I mean, he's okay, I guess. They're 18. Mm. They were spotted together last weekend at the Kennedy compound in Hyannisport. And I guess she became friendly with the Kennedys when Robert F. Kennedy's widow Ethel asked to meet her last year. She stayed in touch. She even joined Rory Kennedy at the Sundance Film Festival for a screening of the documentary about Ethel. So,
all right. Now,
maybe.
The population of India, half of it without power, 600 million people.
That's a lot of people.
Have no power. Second major blackout in 2 days. The power outage stretches from the Chinese border to the Himalayas. Affects... all these people, this is the world's biggest blackout. This is the population of America, of Mexico, the United States, and Canada, all without power. Yesterday afternoon, 40% of the power back up in New Delhi. Another blackout hit 300 million people because they can't buy power, and then they finally got some power from a neighboring kingdom. But can you imagine? In this day and age...
Mm-hmm.
600 million people. So that's the third item. It really is probably something new today that you haven't heard much about. So that's what we're all about here in this hour of the Good Day program. 51 after the hour.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Now 53 after Jennifer on the Good Day program, Better Living Using Technology. That's what we spend our time on here. And a lot of the news of the world of technology, Shelley Palmer follows that very closely for us. Hotmail in the focus may be cool again. And this is not 1999, by the way. Hotmail, I didn't have a Hotmail account. I had, Gmail seems to be what a lot of people use, and there's still some folks on AOL, yada, yada. But Hotmail was, free. That was the attraction, wasn't it? Wasn't it the first
Email system that people jumped on? Yeah.
Well, let's find out how it comes around full circle in a moment with Shelley here on Good Day.
Jay Farner here from Quicken Loans. We've got a program with an interest rate that's dramatically lower than the current rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage. It's called our 7-1 adjustable rate mortgage. The rate today on a 7-1 ARM is an amazing 2.625%, APR 2.94%. This incredibly low rate is locked until the year 2019. After that, it may adjust once per year. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN. We'll help you keep more of that hard-earned money in your pocket where it belongs. Maybe that's why, for the second year in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates ranked Quicken Loans highest in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination in the nation. I believe there's never been a more perfect time to refinance or purchase than right now. Again, the rate today on a 7-1 ARM is an amazing 2.625%, APR 2.94%. So give us a call today at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN. Or visit us at quickenloans.com.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Adjustable rate subject to change. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. In all 50 states, and MLS number 3030.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, Hotmail may become cool again, and no, we haven't gone back to 1999. Microsoft has unveiled Outlook.com, a new email service that will eventually be the home of all current Hotmail users. The product was clearly designed to compete with Gmail with a simple, easy-to-use interface. If you're a Microsoft user, the new Outlook integrates with some already existing products. For example, if you use SkyDrive, Microsoft's cloud sharing service, you can upload a file from an email to share with another user. Sharing through SkyDrive rather than an email takes up less space in your inbox, but is now just as easy as attaching a file. Skype integration is coming as well, just in time to compete with Google Hangouts, which was already added to Gmail. Also, when you receive a file that can be opened in Microsoft Office, you're now given the option to open it in Office web apps, just like you'd open a file in Google Docs. Visit ShelleyPalmer.com to read more about it.
For Doug Stevens' Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
It was the first classless restaurant in London where bankers, plumbers, and rockers could get authentic southern-accented American food. The biggest stars competed to get their guitars on the walls, which became the world's most mind-blowing memorabilia collection. But did you know it still has authentic southern-accented American food? Fresh, made from scratch, legendary burgers to smoked pulled pork sandwiches. Hard Rock Cafe. Have you been lately?
Today my journey to help save people money on car insurance brings me to a shopping mall. Of course, when it comes to shopping for car insurance, most people go to Geico. I mean, with all the discounts they offer, why would you shop anywhere else? There are discounts for completing defensive driving courses, multi-policy discounts, and discounts for being accident-free. You know, this mall is a real maze. I think I passed that candle store about 5 times.
For a free rate quote, visit geico.com to see how much you could save. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
The Good Day program with a question. Does this sound like Y-O-U, 11 o'clock in the morning? You're already on your third cup of coffee, all because you didn't get a good night's rest. Now, there's a new over-the-counter sleep aid produced that can help you fall asleep and go and just really go out soundly and safely so you can get your much-needed rest. The Z's are important. Brian Osich will give you some more information right now on that.
Sleep is vital to one's well-being, and if you're like 1 in 4 U.S. adults, you suffer from occasional sleeplessness, with difficulty falling asleep. Well, restful nights don't only have to exist in your dreams. ZQuil, from the makers of Vicks NyQuil, is a new non-habit-forming, over-the-counter sleep aid product that can help you sleep soundly so you can wake refreshed. And it's the only sleep product available in both a warming berry-flavored liquid form and liquid caps. Occasional sleeplessness can affect your ability to concentrate and remember things. It can make you irritable and impact your personal productivity. When you're having difficulty sleeping, ZQuil can help you get some much-needed shut-eye so you can wake up feeling refreshed. For more helpful tips on getting your Z's, visit ZQuil.com. That's triple Z. Quill.com. That's healthcare now from P&G.
All right, so here's a new gadget, Jennifer, called the HydroView. You can visit under the sea without getting wet. Fascinated. This is for divers, people who love the underwater world. HydroView, a remote-controlled underwater vehicle that records live video and takes photographs in full HD and streams them straight to...
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.